What is energy? There is often misconception about the definition of energy. The layman hears this term and disregards it as a New Age intangible concept having little practical value or application. Self-help gurus define energy as a certain quality of life, or a measurement of action or step-by-step process followed to change an individual's current life path trajectory. Metaphysicians understand energy to mean that all things in the universe carry a specific vibration through which they naturally interact because they are inherently connected. The metaphysician determines the value of energy existing in each form and the nature of its impact on other forms. Because of the nature of our existence, all things consistently influence one another, causing either harmony or separation. But how can this information be practically applied to life? The movement of all energy leaves either creation or destruction in its wake. Thoughts equal energy. The act of creation begins with inspiration. We think something, bringing it from the ethers into a form we can begin to understand and anchor into the physical world. Every thought contributes to either empowering or disempowering the mind. Thus, the flow of positive or negative energy begins. Words equal energy. The spoken word carries tremendous power. It can sever or bond, create pain or joy, awaken passion, or cause despair. Making its first energetic impact into the physical world, the power of the voice shakes the very foundation of our individual experiences by stimulating the first possibilities of physical reality. Emotions and mental state equal energy. The state of the emotions and the mind are strong contributors to what will ultimately be created. This is where the subconscious mind holds its power over what is created in the physical world. If these two factors conflict with the energy generated from thoughts and words, there are conflicting messages being sent and ultimately manifested. Physical well-being and food equal energy. The physical body is nourished by the food it consumes. We become the energy we eat or drink, as well as the external forces such as sunlight, water, touch, smells, and sounds. Also directly impacted by emotions and the mental state, the physical form is perhaps the most delicate and intricate form of energy. Action and the elements, all living things and all inanimate objects. Equal energy. In order to truly understand the dynamic and relationships of energy, it is important to study and actively incorporate the qualities of the elements, for they comprise all that is. A Western medical doctor might say the human physical form is made up of 80% water. A physicist might say the human physical form is made up of 90% air. The metaphysician and the doctor of Eastern medicine will say that the human physical form is made up of 25% earth, 25% water, 25% air, and 25% fire. Ancient practices of healing require assessment of each element in order to determine what type of energy is required to regain balance. For example, if an individual is deficient in water, they may find themselves to be unable to connect to others emotionally, and/or they may have a challenge in the planning stages of a goal. Recommendations to stimulate the restoration of balance might include swimming, eating fish, or drinking more water. For many, the complex nature of energy can be accepted and integrated on the surface with simple formulas. For the alchemist, the magician, and the seeker, energy's quiet face deepens with devoted study and deeper understanding of its intricate requirements for balance and consistent success in creating an inspiration's desired outcome. understanding energy is knowing the answers to the following: Who am I? What am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going? And what is my purpose? Understanding energy is doing the following: seeing through divine eyes, living life without subconscious influence, mastering the physical world through the elements, achieving worldly success through your genius, consciously creating the life you desire.
Remember that prayer requests are placed on our altar daily. Until we meet again, live in the moment with the knowledge that each choice creates the next moment and the next. Live consciously. Be grateful. Be accountable. Be gracious. Blessings be.